from my heart and from my hand. Why don't people understand my intention?
Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Speaking of weird.
Well, isn't that everything we talk about every weekend is weird science?
Well, some might say science. Others may say art.
Art. Well, if you have an email address that's been around for more than, 6 months?
Well, 20 minutes?
I'd say about 6 months. Okay. You've had enough time to spread that email address around the internet. Let's just call it that for the moment.
It's like you and I who have had email addresses the same for,
10 years.
10, 12 years.
It's painful.
Yucky.
So the longer your email address has been around and in circulation, the more likely you're getting more of everything, actually. Spam, worms, viruses, Trojans, and in particular this week, the sober worm. A lot of people are getting every iteration of the sober worm that's out there, from the FBI warning to the Paris Hilton. Hello.
Look it. It's a Windows sound. I think I can turn that off.
Can you do that again?
I think I know how to.
But turn it back on when we're done.
Yeah, I'll do that.
The sober worm is going to come with an attachment in every instance. Excuse me. With every iteration that's out there. Many of you have antivirus programs or corporate mail servers or what have you, where you may be getting the message but not the attachment. Others of you may not be seeing the message at all because your mail server is able to actually scrape those out before you see them. And many, many, many of you are getting the message and the attachment. And unfortunately, a large percentage of you are opening those attachments because they're very convincing emails. They make it sound like, hey, I need to deal with this. I need to see what's inside there. In other words, they've done a good job of writing these emails to convince you to let your guard down and open those attachments. Because you've heard it forever. Don't open attachments. But we know that it just takes a couple clicks and you're, oops, I didn't mean to do that. And
it's easy. It's convenient.
By then, it's too late. Now, one of the biggest questions we get is, how do I stop all of those incoming emails? How do I stop that?
Well, there's one for sure way that works every single time.
Yes, it does.
Stop using email.
Right. Or just stay off the internet altogether. Other than that, think about it from the standpoint of, just like with junk mail, you can't control who has your address. Therefore, you can't control who's going to send you things. And that's really what's happening here. There are a plethora of infected computers out there that are sending out these worms, unbeknownst to the user themselves. They have no idea that they're infected. And in fact, when you receive it, it's going to have a from address that's completely spoofed. It's false. It's not where it actually came from. So you have no way, like in the old days, back in the good old days of viruses, you could say, hey, John, you just sent me an infected message.
Hey, John, you must have a problem on your computer.
And then John could go and find the problem and eradicate it, and the virus would not spread as quickly. A while back, these guys figured out if we spoof the sender's address, we can really live longer because there's no way for the individual receiving the mail to alert the person that sent it. So, when you see that from...
Don't trust it.
Well, it's not who it's from. So, you can't, you're looking at stuff and you're going, I can't believe any of this.
Well, then who is it from? There must be some way to track it back, right?
Not very easily, and certainly not in a timely manner. So understand that these worms are harvesting email addresses from the infected machine and sending it to everybody that they find on there, and then randomly choosing somebody within that group of harvested emails as the sender. So you may be able to figure out, you narrow down to a group of, say, I don't know, couple hundred thousand?
No, it depends on, again, how long you've had that email address and how many people you've distributed your address to and how many people they've distributed it to. And you take that out to 12 years, well, that thing's going to be out there all over the place.
So let's say I get a message in my inbox that says it's from Brandon.
Right.
Well, the two pieces of information that we have that we know for sure that the infected party have is Brandon's address and my address.
Or it could be I just don't like you.
Or that's, well, that's...
I sent you something really bad on purpose.
That's entirely possible.
But that's generally not the case.
So you have to understand that part of it you really can't do anything about. The part that you can do about... Did I just say that right? I didn't say that right.
No, probably not.
Not have way today. Make sure your antivirus software is completely up to date. Make sure your Windows operating system has all the latest security patches. Make sure you do a full system scan.
And then,
especially before January 5th, because anybody that's infected with the Soberworm, on January 5th, the instructions are to download a new set of instructions. And who knows what havoc will be wreaked then. So expect, I'm telling you now, expect a potential onslaught again just after the 5th of January of a bunch of email messages that are clearly somebody bombarding you.
But having good antivirus and getting all the patches and doing all that, that's great. That's like putting on your seatbelt, getting an airbag, and taking some driving safety courses. It doesn't mean that you're 100% safe.
No.
So, again, don't open attachments. That's the way to be, well, not 100%, but that's the most effective way to be safe, in addition to the other things.
Get to know your delete button. And also, oddly enough, we actually have a couple open phone lines.
How does that have to do with delete buttons?
Because we
don't. It's buttons.
Yeah.
Buttons on your phone.
And it's not deleted.
They're not deleted. The buttons you're going to dial right now, we'll run them down for you. 602-277-5827. 277-KTAR outside of the Phoenix area. 1-800-564-5827. Which also spells KTAR in case you figure those can't figure those last four digits out.
Later on in the show, Chad is going to introduce you to yet another in the latest of attempts to try to get you where you live.
Get you where you live?
Yeah.
You mean where you live online? Where you live virtually? Where you live?
Yes.
Cyber-wise?
All of the above.
All right. Should we see if we can help some folks out on the phones, like perhaps?
Who we
got? I thought
we
had Peter, but Peter's actually now being talked to again by Chad, so let's see.
Who is this?
Well, you know who this is.
No, we don't know.
Who would this be, Mr. Echo, on the phone line, man?
Well, this would be Lewis from North Phoenix on my cell phone, which you don't like. But,
the windsurfing Lewis?
No. The mold of the computer corner, right?
Oh, excuse me. Kite surfing.
Lewis.
Yes, kite surfing Lewis. Pardon me.
Yeah. Speaking of viruses and updating things, and I hope I'm not giving an idea to the bad people.
Yeah, I'm sure that they need ideas from you, Louie.
Yeah.
There's not enough for them to already do.
Yeah. I get a window occasionally that says your antivirus needs to be updated or your firewall needs to be updated, or a box pops up saying Outlook Express needs to be updated. And what I have done is I close those boxes and then manually go to the website thinking that could be that someone would create a box that looks like one of those boxes taking me to their website to do something bad.
Yeah, well, there's also a lot of advertisers out there that will use a ad that looks like a Windows error message. That actually started, gosh, I don't know, 6 years ago. Some advertising agency figured out you can increase click-throughs by making your ad look like a Windows error message. So now, all over the internet, just by visiting certain websites, you get something that looks potentially like a Windows error message. And if you're not really up to snuff on the internet and Windows, you might fall for that. And next thing you know, you're installing a piece of software you don't need. And, you know, there's a million different ways to go with that. So that is a good, sound piece of advice. If you think that a warning message is legitimate, don't click on the warning message. Don't click on any of that that's in the box. Go and manually find that information, which is also how you kind of work your way around phishing scams, which are oh so prevalent, you know, bank account.
Maybe I'm not being paranoid, huh?
Well, no, it's just safety first.
Yeah, you're bringing up something actually that somebody wrote in about. Rod wrote in and said, is WinFixer... blah, 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 blah. I won't give anybody a commercial here legitimate. My computer seems to be working well yet. I keep getting messages that it has potentially serious problems that this program will fix for just $39.95 charged to my credit card. This message appears in what looks like a Windows error warning.
And Rod is experiencing exactly what we're talking about. That is nothing more than a ploy to get you to buy a piece of software you actually don't need.
that would probably slow your machine down for you.
Oh, it will definitely. The more you add to your machine, the slower it gets, and that's just the reality of how that goes.
Well, for sure it will make you $29.95 poorer.
$39.95.
Oh, and the writer of the software that much ahead, so.
It's more gooder for them. All right, thanks, Louie, for chiming in. It was great input on that. That's
maybe we can upgrade you from mold to barnacle.
Barnacle?
Parasite of some sort.
Oh, please. Good day to you, sir.
Okay, take care.
We got time to help Peter, or is that...
we're supposed to take a break, but we can just do whatever.
Let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk to Peter and Jim, who have various anomalies and issues and questions.
And not only do we have time for Peter and Jim, but we got lines open for you at 602-277-5827. It's Ken and Brandon back right after this.
He's America's most trusted newsman on your most trusted...